Lecture 12, The Social Impact of the Industrial Revolution.
We've been discussing the Industrial Revolution. In our last lecture, we talked about the components of the Industrial Revolution. We addressed the question of why England, why was England the first industrial nation, and tried to talk about the factors that contributed to the emergence of England as this great industrial powerhouse at the end of the 18th century and into the 19th. In this lecture, we're going to shift the focus of our attention away from the mechanics of industrialization to talking about the social implications, to talk about the values, the attitudes of the men, the so-called new men, or sometimes Manchester men, who drove often very ruthlessly that process of industrialization forward. We're going to talk about the social implications, the conditions of labor for an emerging new class in this period, and that, of course, is the industrial blue-collar working class. If we turn our attention then to this set of issues, we can see that traditional society in England had been transformed, was in the process of being transformed in the late 18th and early 19th century. And the most obvious group, the most salient, that group which was most vocal in its discussions of values, of economic life, and who drove this process forward, would have been the entrepreneurial middle class. Unrestrained by tradition, values and traditional values and practices, and imbued with utilitarian ideals, the sense that what was practical, what was utilitarian, was just, was one of the central characteristics of this group. One sees in Britain in this period the emergence of an urban society. Britain would be on its way to becoming not only the first industrial, but the first urban society, the first urban society in Europe to see as many people living in cities as in the countryside, that by the middle of the 19th century, and a society with a very large industrial blue-collar working class. As I said, the driving force behind this very dynamic, dramatic process of change was the entrepreneurial middle class. A new group of bourgeois businessmen emerged in this period who stood outside the official society of traditional Europe. These men were not civil servants. They were not churchmen. They were not traditional merchants bound by the restraints of family business structures and so on. Instead, they were self-made men of modest origins, new men, as they proudly called themselves and were derisively called by their, quote, social betters, who became increasingly conscious of themselves as a class, not a middle rank bridging the gap between upper and lower strata in English society, but a class with very distinct class interests, values, attitudes, political objectives, and so on. And it was a class constructed not by birth, not by family, not by connections, but rather by merit. The term middle class first came into usage in England in 1812. It would become more and more popular as the century progressed. These members of this new middle class, these new entrepreneurial middle class activists, were not for the most part men who aspired to the life aristocratic. They weren't interested in acquiring the chateau in the countryside. They were convinced of their own righteousness and their own rationality. Imbued with the cold rationality of Adam Smith, whose idea of the invisible hand that we talked about, that each of us pursuing our own individual selfish goals somehow magically contributes to the good of the whole. Imbued with these ideas, they sought to organize economic life in the most utilitarian fashion possible. The standard of what was rational, the standard for merit, the measure of merit, was making money, profit. What contributed to profit was not only rational, but just. This sounds so obvious in some sense about profit and making money. But for 18th century years and in the early 19th century, the idea that one pursued profit, that one ruthlessly pursued money, that one talked about money as having a value, as a reflection of achievement, as a reflection of merit, this ran against the grain of so much of established European society.